Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing the sixth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. We are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, this akel habasar, if the basar of the mace decomposes, then we don't leave him buried in the Beis Din's cemetery. We pick up the bones and we move him back to the proper place, meaning at that time he already got his kapara, so he could be brought back to Kivrei Avos. Even after the, or specifically after the Beis Din kills him, the relatives of the criminal go and shol b'shalom of the Edom and the Dayanim, kolamar shein b'li ben aleichem klum shadinem estantem, as a way of expressing to them, we know you were doing your job and that you did everything truthfully and rightfully, and therefore we have no taimas against you. V'loha yimus ablin, and the relatives are not allowed to do avelos, they're not knowing avelos for someone who's killed by Beis Din, aval oninin, but they can do aninos, shein aninos, because aninus is really something that's more internal, and it's just this internal sadness as opposed to a public display of mourning. Okay, moving on now to Perek Zayin. Arba misos nimsu v'beizin. There are four different types of misos beizin. Skila, sreifa, herek v'chenek. Skila, sreifa, herek v'chenek, meaning stoning, burning, beheading, and choking. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sreifa Skila Chenek V'Herek, that the order is Sreifa is the most severe, then Skila, Chenek, then Herek. Zum Mitzvah Saneskalvin. And now, Be'ez Hashem, whatever we discussed until now, we already went into the details of Skila, and the next Mishnayos are going to go through the details of the other three of the Mitzvah Saneskalvin. Zum Mitzvah Saneskalvin means what we've already said is the Mitzvah Saneskalvin.